哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Good morning to everyone.
好，我们今天一同聚集在这个圣安息日来学习圣经上的教训哦。
And today we have gathered on this Holy Sabbath day to learn the words.
我们今天早上要以旷野的警告哈，来作为我们彼此分享的内容。
And this morning I would like to use the topic of warning in the journey of wilderness as mutual encouragement.
我们知道说，当以色列人在埃及地活了400年做着奴隶的生活。
And we know that the Israelites lived in Egypt for 400 years.
因为生活很苦因为被人虐待，因为成为奴隶，所以他们很想脱离埃及地奴隶的生活。
And because their lives were very bitter and they wanted to leave the subjection as slaves.They cried out to God.
所以他们就向神祷告，神也听了他们的祈祷。
And so they cried out to God and prayed.
所以神差遣摩西来带他的百姓离开埃及。
And so God sent Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
脱离埃及以后，进入了旷野，一直朝着应许的迦南美地在前进。
And once they have left Egypt, they're walking towards the promised land.
这一道路原本应该是成功的呼声
And this journey was a successful calling.
原本应该是要成功的。
It's supposed to be a successful
journey. 因为神在埃及地显了大大的神迹。
Because God performed great miracles in Egypt.
因为神把红海分开，让他们可以走过去。
And God opened the Red Sea for them to walk across.
当他们离开埃及的时候。
And once they have left Egypt.
圣经上面说，神的军队离开埃及，进入旷野了。
And in the Bible it says that God's army had left Egypt and into the wilderness.
但是呢，他们在旷野的这一条路却是一个失败的一个路程。
But their journey.In the wilderness was one of failure.
其实原本从埃及地要到应许地大概只要走三个月就可以到了。
And originally the journey from Egypt to the wilderness, to the promised land was 3 months.
但是这一条路他们不但三个月没有到达目的地。
But not only did they not reach the promised land in 3 months.
反而在当中绕来绕去，绕了40年才进入迦南美地啊。
But rather they circled in the wilderness and they did not go into the promised land.
所以今天我们常常用这一段的历程来作为一个基督徒生活的写照。
Today we like to use this as a warning to all of the Christians.
在认识主以前，在信耶稣以前我们的生活，我们可能常常被罪恶所捆绑。
Before coming to know Christ, we may have been bound by sin.
看起来很自由，其实是不能够脱离罪恶的辖制。
It seems as if we have much freedom, but we are under the control of sin.
所以很多时候我们想做的好事做不到，不想做的坏事偏偏去做
Many times the good thing that we want to do we cannot do, and yet we do the evil that we don't want to do.
使得我们人生当中充满了很多遗憾。
That in our life we have many regrets.
使得我们人生当中充满了很多愁烦。
That in our life we have many worries.
使得我们人生当中心中常常有放不下的重担。
That in our life we have burdens that we cannot put down.
但是因为认识了主，我们得以脱离这种埃及的为奴之家。
But after coming to know Christ, we have left behind us
slavery of Egypt. 在我们的生命当中显得大神迹、大奇事来。引领我们脱离罪恶，脱离世界。
Through the miracles in the Bible, it has helped us to guide us away from the world.
并且能够走向这个朝着应许地添加的道路
To walk towards this promised land to the heavenly home.
但是这条道路原本应该只有三个月。
This journey was supposed to be just 3 months.
就是说这条路原本应该是不是很远，不是很难，不是做不到的。
It was originally not something very difficult to walk to and not very difficult to achieve.
但是却会在里面如果不小心，却可能在这一条路上这样子绕了40年才能够进去
But if you are not careful, you may circle this wilderness for 40 years and not go in.
为什么要在那里绕了40年呢？
And why did they circle the wilderness for 40 years?
因为把那个不信的世代就是出埃及那一群不信主的人，不相信神能力的人，最后全部死在旷野，最后他们才能进迦南
Because the people who left Egypt, they had unbelief, and so until all of them had passed away in the wilderness, until then they can go into the land.
所以圣经里面讲说出埃及的那一个世代的人全部都死在旷野了。
And in the Bible records that all of the people who had left Egypt, they died in the wilderness.
为什么会从神的军队出埃及，到最后变成全部死在旷野呢？
And how is it that they're an army of God that had left Egypt, and yet they all die in the wilderness?
因为他们在旷野过了一个失败的生活
Because they lived a life of failure in the wilderness.
所以圣经里面把这些内容全部写下来。
And the Bible records everything.
是给你跟我今天在行走天路上的一个警告
It is a warning for all of us today in this journey of heaven.
因为他们所犯的问题，所犯的错误。
all the wrongs that they have committed.
有可能是我们今天信仰当中遇到的问题。
It may also be problems that we encounter today.
哦，所以我们要以他们作为我们的警戒。
Therefore, we need to use these people as a warning to us.
要看说他们到底犯了什么错。
We need to see what wrong they have committed.
使得他们最后进不了应许地。
That in the end that they couldn't go into the promised land.
来作为我们的警告，使我们不要一样跟他们犯一样的错啊。
And use this as a warning so that we do not commit the same wrong.
我们来看一下诗篇的106篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 106.
诗篇106篇。
Psalms 106.
诗篇一百零六篇的第八节。
Psalms 106 verse 8。
诗篇一百零六篇第八节。
Psalms 106 verse 8。
第八节，然而他因自己的名拯救他们，为要彰显他的大能。第九。
9。
啊，并且斥责红海，海就变海变干了。他带领他们经过深处，如同经过旷野。第十。
10。
他拯救他们脱离恨他们人的手，从仇敌当中手中救赎他们。十一节。
11。
水淹没他们的敌人，没有一个存留。十二。
12。
那时他们才信了他的话，歌唱赞美他。好，那这里讲的是啊，神为以色列人开路，能够脱离埃及地的过程啊。
Here records how God opened the way for the Israelites so that they could leave Egypt.
哦，所以在诗篇的一百零六篇是在讲到神的拯救。
Psalms 106 records the salvation of the Lord.
啊，但是接下来讲到人的失败啊。
But then it records the failure of man.
他说神显大神迹，神显大能力来帮助他们。
And here records how God performed great miracles to save them.
啊，直到最后他们却活出了一个失败的生活。
But in the end they lived a life of failure.
为什么？
And why is that?
啊，这里告诉我们第一个原因啊。
Here tells us the first reason.
十三节说，等不多时，他们就忘了他的作为，不仰望他的指教啊。
Verse 13 it says they soon forgot his works, they did not wait for his counsel.
啊，所以他们的第一个问题是什么？
And what is their first problem?
他们的第一个问题就是他们非常的健忘啊。
It is that they're very forgetful.
啊，今天人啊，人有健忘的天性啊。
Humans have the tendency to forget.
啊，常常啊，哇，那个。别人对我们的好，我们都记不住啊。
We often forget the good that people have towards us.
啊，有时候别人得罪我们，我们可以记一辈子啊。
And yet we remember the wrong that people have committed us against us.
人就是这个样子啊，人的天性就是这样。
And human nature is like this.
啊，所以啊，我们的记忆力是有选择性的哈。
We have selective memory.
啊，我们只记我们想要记的。
We only remember things we want to.
啊，在这里说到以色列人为什么神最后说我讨厌这个世代的人啊
？And why is it that in the end God says I despise this nation?
因为这个是一个健忘的世代。
Because they are forgetful.
啊，他们说神在这里显了大神迹。
And God has performed great miracles.
哦，降石灾开红海。
And He said the 10 plagues and opened the Red Sea.
那四玛拿给鹌鹑。
And He gave manna and quail.
使他们能够磐石出水。
And to allow water flow out of the rock.
一路这样子带领他们。
And God guided them along the way.
啊，但是圣经告诉我们说，以色列人啊，忘记啊，从来不记得神的恩典啊。
But the Bible tells us that the Israelites they forgot all the grace God has given to them.
他说哇，他们啊，哇那个得恩典啊，都不记在心上啊。
And they don't remember any of the blessings.
啊，一点点小事啊，就生气啊，就抱怨啊。
And from just small, very, very small things, they've become angry.
哦，所以一天，今天当人没有办法记住神的作为。
And when a man cannot remember the things that God has done for them.
就画下了一个人信仰失败的开始。
And this is the beginning of a failure in their faith.
哦，我们今天想一想我们自己啊。
And today, let's think about ourselves.
我们今天从信主到如今呢、啊？
From the day we started believing until now.
啊，神给我们生命当中有多少的恩典？
How much grace and blessings has God given to us?
有多少的帮助？
How much help has He given us?
有多少次的拯救？
How many times has He saved us?
那有时候我们在得到恩典、得到帮助的时候，我会感谢啊。
Many times when we receive grace, we will give thanks.
啊，但是啊，可能感谢一天呢、啊。
We may only give thanks, but we may give thanks only for one day.
高兴两天呐、啊。
We are happy for 2 days.
啊，第三天就忘记了、啊。
And on the third day, you're forgetting.
啊，只要遇到一点点小事，一点点小挫折。
When you encounter just a small wrong.
啊，你就很生气，哇，神你都没有看顾我啊，神你对我都不好啊。
Then you begin complaining and say, God, you do not look after me.
啊，祷告没有得到嘛，祷告没有马上得到帮助，你就说没有神啊，不信啊。
And in your prayer, when you don't receive immediate reaction from God, you say there is no God.
这就是今天人为什么信仰摸不到神的原因啊。
This is the reason why many people cannot reach God today.
因为我们常常忘记了神的作为。
Because we often forget the works of God.
我们不仰望他的指教啊。
We do not hope for his blessings.
所以我们今天要改变啊。
Today we need to change ourselves.
一个人要怎么样得到恩典？
How can a person receive blessing?
一个人要得到 恩典就必须要能够记住别人的好啊。
For a person to receive blessing, they need to remember the good that other people have done.
那作为一个传道嘛，有时候我们要去帮忙处理一些婚姻的问题哦。
And as pastors, we need to have talks of marriage.
哦，不是要去处理一些夫妻吵架啊，哇，什么事都有啊。
We need to do some marriage counseling.
啊，有时候啊去。你做那个婚姻辅导的时候，你真的会被那两个人气死啊。
And when you're doing marriage counseling, it's very easy to become angry.
哇，那个吵架的内容都很诡异啊，很奇怪啊。
And the content of their argument is very odd.
哦，有一次啊，我在听他们在讲，哇，两个互骂，夫妻互骂。
And one time I was listening to a couple argue.
啊，越吵越离谱哦。
And the more they argue, the more ridiculous became.
太太说很生气啊，为什么很生气？
And the wife was very angry. Why was she angry?
哎呀，那个时候啊，我最喜欢吃那个月饼，有包蛋黄，你就把蛋黄给我吃掉啊。
And there was a mooncake that I really wanted to eat, and you ate the yolk, which is my favorite.
啊，我说这是多久以前的事情啊
？And I asked how long ago was this?
哇，十年前啊，忘不掉啊，你吃了我的蛋黄啊。
And she said it was 10 years ago, and he ate my egg yolk.
哎，有时候你看那个夫妻吵架，真的是很莫名其妙哦。
And many times you see couples argue, it's very strange.
什么过去的什么过去东西都挖得出来啊
？It can dig up all of the past things.
啊，所以啊，有时候我就叫他们来，你们坐下来，不要讲啊，不要吵架，不要吵架，不可以讲话啊。
And oftentimes I would just tell them, don't talk.
啊，好，来，我们。一人发一张纸啊
I'll give you each a piece of paper.
来，请你把对方对你的不好写下来。
And please write down all the wrong that the other have against you.
洋洋洒洒，哇，一张纸传道，一张纸不够啊，再给我一张好吗
？And they said, Pastor, one piece of paper is not enough.
哇，写写了半天，哇，越写越激动，越写越生气哦。
And the more they write, the more angry they become.
那这时候啊，如果你说好，那这样子换啊，我们换一个题目啊。
And during this time, I say, let's change the topic.
来写一写。你们结婚这么多年，对方对你的好，请你把它写下来。
Please write down all the good that the other has towards you in these past years of marriage.
你知道通常第一个反应是什么吗
？And do you know what the first reaction is?
传道没有啦，他最没有良心的，从来没有对我好过啊。
And they said, Pastor, he has never done anything good towards me.
怎么可能
？And how is that possible?
结婚十几二十年，他难道从来没有对你好过一点点吗
？And how can you be married for 10-20 years and he has never done anything good towards you?
还是你从来没有把他记在心上
？Or is it that you have never remembered them in your heart?
还是你把他视为理所当然，好像对方欠你的。
Or you feel that this is obligated towards you that the other owes you.
所以我们今天对别人的好，常常非常的轻视啊，常常不是很重视啊。
And we don't
别人对我们的好哈。
And we don't often value the good that other people have towards us.
哦，别人对我好，好像是应该的。
And we feel that it's a must.
哦，那个父母亲照顾我是他欠我的。
And that my parents take care of me because they owe me.
哦，所以我们把别人的恩典。常常视为理所当然。
And we take the blessings that others give to us as just normal.
但是如果别人得罪我们一点点呢
？But when other people wrong us.
哇，那个我今天下班回来呀、啊，你的饭为什么冷了、啊？没良心啊
！And today I came home from work and the rice is cold. You have no heart.
啊，今天下雨，你怎么没有从家里送雨伞来给我呢？你真是没良心啊
！And it's raining today and yet you did not come pick me up. How could you？
有时候就是这么一点点事情啊，你就记一年、两年、三年、五年、十年，从来不忘记啊。
From these very small things, you remember them and you keep it in your heart for 10-15 years.
哦，所以因为这样子啊，心中永远对对方充满了一种的怨呐。
And you have this sort of anger towards the other party.
啊，因此只要一点小事你就爆发。
And from a small thing, you would explode.
啊，因为你觉得对方对你太不好了。
And you feel that the other party has not treated you well.
其实我们今天对神也是这个样子啦。
But today we also are like this with God.
啊，神对我们的恩典啊，从来不记得啊。
And God is, we have never remembered the blessings from God.
神怎么样一路一路一路一路引领我们的脚步，我们都视为理所当然啊。
How God has guided us along the way, we feel that this is just normal.
啊，祷告神垂听叫做应该。
And when we pray and God listens to us, this is It's just normal.
啊，困难神解决叫做神欠我。
And when we have difficulties and God helps us, it is that God owes us.
哦，所以啊，我们从来不懂得感恩啊。
And so we never give thanks.
而且我们常常忘记神啊，忘记神的作为啊。
We often forget about the works of God.
啊，所以我们在路这条信仰的路上常常走得很辛苦。
And so in this journey of faith, it is very difficult for us.
因为我们觉得神对我们很不好。
Because we feel that God is not good to us.
所以我们觉得信仰没有意义。
We feel that there is no meaning in faith.
啊，但是如果今天一个人很懂得感恩呢
？But if a person knows how to give thanks.
啊，常常感念神的恩典，常常觉得生命中充满神的慈爱。
They often feel that God has blessed them in their life.
那你会发觉说，这个人呢、啊，不管在什么情况之下都是快乐的。
You will find that no matter what situation this person is, they will be happy.
啊，天天见神迹怎么会不快乐
？If they see miracles every day, how can they not be? be happy?
常常感受主耶稣很爱他，怎么会不快乐？
If they feel that God loves them every single day, how can they not be happy?
所以以色列人第一个问题叫做忘记神的作为啊。
And the first problem of the Israelites is that they forgot His works.
我们看回来诗篇的106篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 106.
14节
啊。Verse 14.
诗篇106篇的第14节。
Psalms 106 verse 14.
啊，14节说，反倒在旷野大起欲心。在荒地试探神，第十五节。
15.
啊，他将他们所求的赐给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱啊。那这里讲到啊，以色列人失败的第二个原因啊。
And here tells us the second reason of the failure of Israelites.
啊，什么原因？就是这里讲说他们大起贪欲的心啊。
It is because they lusted exceedingly.
啊，这里是在讲民数记的第十一章的记载啊。
And here talks about Numbers chapter 11.
他说以色列人啊，出埃及以后哦。
And when the Israelites left Egypt.
啊，走，后来没饭吃啦。
After walking in the wilderness, they found that there is nothing to eat.
啊，因为他们没有种田嘛，他们一直在走啊，所以没有种田。所以没有东西可以吃啊。
Because they have been walking, they had not been farming, there's nothing to eat.
那没有东西吃怎么办呢？
And if there's nothing to eat, what do you do?
啊，这个时候神就从天上降玛娜来给他们吃啦。
At this time, God sent down manna for them to eat.
啊，但是啊，当他们刚刚一开始得到玛娜的时候啊。
But at first, when they received manna.
很高兴啊。
They were very joyful.
哇，没有东西吃，现在有玛娜，神真好，神爱我。
And we didn't have any food to eat before, but now we have manna, God really loves me.
啊，但是啊，吃玛娜吃惯了哦。
But after eating manna for a while.
天天有神迹哦，天天天降玛娜哦，天天有神迹哦。
And there's miracles every day where the manna falls down from heaven.
后来习惯了就觉得没有什么啦。
And after they got used to it, they find that there's nothing to it.
然后就说这个玛娜很难吃啊。
And they start complaining saying the manna tastes bad.
啊，其实他们一开始说玛娜很好吃哦。
But at first they said the manna tasted really good.
他说玛娜好像那个掺的蜜的薄饼啊。Wafer.
It is like a
wafer with honey.
A wafer with honey.
Wafer with honey. 好，他说你煎煮炒炸通通可以啊，你可以煮，用任何方法去煮它。
And you can cook it anyway.
好，所以一开始他们觉得很好玩啊。
And they find that this is very fun.
当你什么东西都没有的时候。
When you don't have anything.
当你饿得半死的时候。
When you're hungry, when you're very hungry.
你一看哇，有玛娜，神降玛娜，太感谢了，神，你对我太好了。
And you have manna and you really give thanks to God.
但是当你天天有玛娜。
But when you have manna every day.
人啊，人心不会满足哦。
And human nature is never satisfied.
嗯，就开始说啊，这玛娜好难吃啊。
They start to say that the manna tasted bad.
就开始吵说我要吃肉，我要。吃肉啊、
they started complaining that they wanted meat.
那要吃肉也没有关系啊。
And if they wanted meat, it's not a problem.
哦，所以神就给他们肉吃哦。
And so God gave them meat.
他说啊，这些人啊，大起贪欲的心啊。
But it says they lusted exceedingly.
结果啊，因为吃啊，吃到最后死了很多人啊。
And because they wanted to eat, many people died.
啊，这一段记载叫做基伯罗哈他瓦，就是。贪欲之人的坟墓啊
！And this is called it's the grave of people who lusted exceedingly.
所以在这里告诉我们说，以色列人的第二个问题。
And so the second problem of the Israelites.
就是身在恩中不懂感恩。
Is they have been given grace, but they do not give thanks.
就是不懂得知足，不懂得感谢。
They don't know how to appreciate what they have and not give thanks.
所以他们没有的时候，有一点点就很高兴。
And
当他们什么都没有的时候、
when they didn't have anything,
啊、有一点点的他们高兴了
and with just a little bit, they're very satisfied.、
啊、但是他们马上就不满足了
but they became dissatisfied soon.
还要我还要我还要更多啊
and they wanted even more.
其实我们今天很多人的人生就是过这样的日子啊
in actuality, many of us live this way.、
啊、当我们刚来美国的时候
when we first moved to America,
身无分文欠一笔债啊
and our life, we have a debt.、
啊、所以生活得很苦啊
And we live a very bitter life.
每天靠泡面过日子啊。
And we live on instant noodles.
哦，住在那个一个房间里面几四个人啊。
And you live in a room and there's four people living in it.
啊，那个时候啊，我们跟神祷告啊。
And at this time you pray to God.
神啊神啊，我只要能够还完债，我就高兴了，你就是最好的啦。
And Lord, if I could just return this pay off this debt, then I will be very happy.
神引领你还完债啦。
And God has guided you and you have returned all the debt.
还完债了有没有来教会？
But after returning this money, have you come to church?
还是没有啊，神啊神啊，我再拼一下，我拼到一台车，我就来教会啦。
And you still don't come to church, and you say, Lord, Lord, I will just earn enough to buy a car, and I'll come to church.
好啦，真的跟你拼到一台车啦。
And you finally got the car.
啊，大家都知道，再来就是要房子啦。
But after you want a house.
啊，再来就是要存款啦。
And afterwards, you want to save the money.
再来大陆还要再盖一间啦。
And afterwards, you want to build a house in China.
大陆盖房子有没有人住不重要。
And whether or not people live in the house in China, that does not matter.
大家经过说，哦，这个很厉害啊，这个才重要啊。
And when people pass by, they say, oh, they're very great.
因为人心永远不满足啊。
Because human nature is never satisfied.
啊，主啊，我现在啊有车有房有钱啊。
And Lord, now I have a house and I have a car, I have money.
啊，不够啊，我现在要做老板。
And I don't have it's not enough, now I want to be a boss.
人心如果不会知足，给你再多都没有用啊。
If human nature does not know how to be satisfied, it doesn't matter how much you have.
哦、所以在这里说、啊、以色列人失败第二个原因就是大起贪欲的心、啊、
And the second reason why the Israelites failed was because they lusted exceedingly.
嘴巴吃着，眼睛看着，手里拿着，还要什么？他说帐篷旁边还挂了一堆啊。
And their hands were full and everything in front of them, but they still had a whole bunch in front of them.
哦，所以我们今天要学会知足。
And today we need to be learn how to be content.
当人能够以所拥有的为知足，他就是幸福的。
If we know to be content in what we have, then they are very happy.
那有一次、啊、我在读那个犹太人的书的时候，看到一个故事啊。
One time I was reading a book from the Jews.
啊，他在讲说啊，有一个犹太的先生哈。
And there is a Jewish man.
他说啊，他就来找那个拉比哈，就是他们的老师哈。
And he came to find the rabbi, which is their teacher.
他跑去找拉比啊，他说拉比啊，我快疯了。
And he came to the rabbi and he said, Rabbi, I'm about to go crazy.
他说，拉比说，你是怎么回事啊？怎么看起来如此的憔悴啊？
And the rabbi said, What happened to you? You look very weak.
他说，我的家像神经病院一样啊。
And he says, My house is like a
mental
institution.
他说，我的太太整天这样子，要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要这样讲个不停啊，从早念到晚啊。
And he says, my wife, she just nags all day long.
啊，然后呢，我的那个两个小孩啊，跑进跑出啊，没，哎，不对，三个好了，啊，三个小孩啊，跑进跑出啊，整天吵个不停啊。
My three children, they run around all over the house.
他说我在家里一点清静的机会跟时间都没有。
And I have no quiet in the house.
我已经快要精神分裂了。
And I'm about to go insane.
拉比，你救救我啊。
And he says, Rabbi, please help me.
那拉比就这样子，嗯，他都是长胡子嘛，拉比都是长胡子，嗯。想一想啊。
So the rabbi has a long beard and he thought about it.
他说，嗯，好，那你听我的话哦。
And the rabbi said, listen to me.
他说啊，你回家以后哦。
After you go home.
他说你有养鸡对不对？
Do you raise chickens, right?
对，我养鸡哈。
And he says, yes, I do raise chickens.
他说把你的鸡通通养在家里啊。
And he said, raise all of your chickens inside your house.
他就这样傻，那个人就啊，把鸡带到家里。
And that person was wide.Confused why he should bring the chickens into the house.
拉比说，你听我的就对了。
And the rabbi said, just listen to me and do as I say.
啊，一个礼拜之后再回来找我。
And come back to me after a week.
啊，结果那个他们都很听拉比的话，所以回去以后真的把所有外面养的鸡全部都带到家里面来了。
And the people were obedient to rabbis, so he moved all of the chickens inside the house.
然后就跟鸡一起生活啊。
And so he lived with the chickens.
啊，过了一个礼拜以后，然后就来找拉比啦。
And after a week, he came to find the rabbi.
哇，那个眼眶啊，黑眼圈已经跑出来，很深啊。
And he had very deep black circles underneath his eyes.
他说拉比拉比啊，我快被你害死了。
And he says, Rabbi, I'm about to be driven up the wall.
哦，我们家的啊，小孩很晚睡啊，鸡很早起床啊。
And the children in my household, they sleep very late, and the chickens wake up very early.
我觉得我快死了，你说要怎么办呢？拉比怎么办？你救我啊！
And I feel like I'm about to die, Rabbi, please help me.
啊，拉比说，嗯，想一想，想一想啊。
And the rabbi thought again, and
好，
你
听我的。
Again,
啊，拉比说，你听我的。
Listen to me.
啊。你把你家里有养羊跟牛，对不对
？And he said you raise cows and sheep.
啊，他说啊，你把你家的羊跟牛都带到迁到你的房子里面啊。
And he said move all the cows and sheep into your room.
啊，拉比那个人说，拉比我家的房子不大哎。
And the man told the rabbi, my house is not very big.
那个牛跟羊进来以后，我们根本没有地方可以生活啊。
If the cows and sheep move in, then we have no place to live.
啊，拉比说啊，你听我的就对，你听我的就对啦。
And the rabbi says, just listen to me.
一个礼拜后再来找我啊。
And come back to me after another week.
啊，结果啊，他真的回家很听话，把牛跟羊全部迁到家里面啊。
And he went home and he obediently led all of the cows and sheep into his house.
哇，家里变成动物园啊。
And his house became like a zoo.
哇，整天就这样子吵吵闹闹，没完没了。一个礼拜之后，他又来找拉比啦。
And his house became very rowdy and noisy. And after a week, he came back to the rabbi.
跟拉比说，拉比，我真的很想死啊。
And he told the rabbi, I really want to die.
哦，说我们家里现在已经不是人住的地方了。
And my house is no longer a place for humans to live.
你到底有没有要帮我，还是你想把我害死啊？
And do you really want to help me, or do you want to help me along to die?
拉比，我到底要怎么办啊
？And Rabbi, what do I do?
啊，这个拉比就我告诉你哦。
And the rabbi said, I'll tell you.
啊，现在你回家。
Go home.
然后把牛跟羊全部赶出去。
and have all the cows and sheep out of the house.
然后再把鸡也全部赶出去。
And then cast out all the hen chickens.
啊，你听我的就对了。
And just listen to me.
那结果那个人就回家以后啊，把牛跟羊跟鸡全部赶出去了。
And this man, he went home and he put all of the cows, all the animals out of the house.
啊，突然坐在椅子上发觉说，哇，我家好大。
And he sat down on the sofa and he felt that his house was very big.
哇，我太太的声音。好小啊。
And the sound of my wife is very small.
我的小孩哇好可爱啊。
And my children are very cute.
啊至少比一群鸡牛羊来的好多了吧。
And it is better than this, than all the animals from before.
欸他突然发觉说他家里好安静。
And he felt that his house was very quiet.
啊突然发觉说他的心灵好满足。
And he felt that he was very content.
欸有时候人就是这样啊。
And at times humans are like this.
啊如果你只是不断的追不断的拿不断的累积哦。
If you're constantly pursuing after,something.
对你多少都不够。
It doesn't matter how much you have, you're never satisfied.
但是当你退回了一步啊。
But once you take a step back.
你会发觉说、哎、你生命的空间更广阔了。
You will feel that your life has more room.
所以我们今天呢、啊、要懂得在生活当中去享受你的生活跟珍惜你的生活。
We need to learn to appreciate the things that we have in our life.
或许你拥有的不是最多。
And it may be that you may not have a lot in your life.
但是你想想总比没有的好吧。
But it is better than having nothing.
或许你不是你没有你隔壁的邻居有钱。
It may be that you're not as well off as your neighbor.
但你总比住在贫民窟的好吧。
But you're better than those people who are homeless.
所以圣经里面告诉我们哦。
And the Bible tells us.
他说啊当我们能够施舍给穷人的时候其实是要感谢的啊。
When we're willing to give to the poor,
我们能够有能力给别人的时候是要感谢的、啊。
When we have the ability to give to the poor, then we need to give thanks.
你能给别人总比你要跟人家要的好吧。
It is better to give than to ask for, to ask.
哦，所以这就是什么？这就是学习在生活当中去品味并且去得到满足啊。
It is to learn to be content in our life.
哦，所以在这里说啊，以色列人不会满足啊。
But here it tells us that Israelites were not content.
所以神给他们肉吃，反而变成他们遭灾祸、受咒诅的原因啊。
And God gave them meat to eat, but it was woe to them.
我们看第十五节哦。
Let's look at verse 15.
十五节说，他将他们所求的赐给他们，却因为这样子，他们的心灵就软弱了。
Verse 15, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul.
那这是一个很我们必须要有的一个观念啊。
And this is a concept that we need to understand.
不要以为你求了得到就一定是恩典哦。
Don't think that because you requested and you received it, that it's a grace.
但有时候我们啊，已经先想好我要什么。
Many times we have already thought about what we want.
然后我们就一直 nagging 一直吵我要我要我要我要我要。
And we constantly nag that you want something, you want it.
那有时候啊，你要的给你得到的不见得是好事啊。
But many times the things that you receive and what you want is not a good thing.
就像小朋友啊，很喜欢玩火柴啊。
Just like children, they like to play with fire.
玩火柴，玩打火机，什么都玩啊。
And they like to play with fire, all different types of fire.
有时候你不给他，他会吵会闹哦。
And at times, if you don't give it to them, they'll start crying.
如果真的给你了
，But if we truly gave it to them,
有时候对你不见得是件好事啊。
It may not be a good thing.
所以在这里说啊，他们一直吵，一直闹，一直要，他们所要到的，最后却成为一种灾祸啊。
And the Israelites, they complained and they wanted and they nagged, but after they have received it, it may not be a good thing.
所以我们今天有一个正确的观念啊。
Today we need to have this concept.
你不要以为你得到的就一定是神的旨意哦。
Don't think that what you receive is a grace from God.
啊，你今天祷告，你说我要什么，你得到的，不要以为那一定是神的旨意啊。
Today you pray about something that you want and you receive it, don't think that this is from God.
我们有时候觉得说，我只要一直求求求求到我最后得到的，这一定是神给我的，神的旨意，不一定哦。
Oftentimes we think that if we continue to pray and pray that once we received it that this is from God.
有时候圣经里面讲说神任凭啦，随便你啦。
But in the Bible says God is just indifferent.
像是这里讲说他们得到所求的，但是心灵却软弱了。
And here says he gave them the request but sent leanness into their soul.
我们来看一下何西阿书的第十三章哦。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 13.
何西阿书的第十三章。
Hosea chapter 13.
何西阿书第十三章
Hosea chapter 13
十一节
verse 11
何西阿书的第十三章第十一节
Hosea chapter 13 verse 11
在这里说我在怒气中将王赐给你又在烈怒中将王 废去啊。那这里讲的是以色列人在求一个国王啊。
And here it talks about how the Israelites wanted a king.
那他跟扫穆，以色列人跟撒母耳说。
And the Israelites told Samuel.
我们也要国王。
We want a king.
那撒母耳说不用啦，你们不需要国王，你们有神啊。
But Samuel said you don't need one, you have God as your king.
以色列人说我一定要国王。
But the Israelites said, we must have a king.
为什么一定要国王？
Why must they have a king?
他说你看其他的国家通通都有。
You see that all the other nations have one.
我们也要跟人家一样。
We want to be just like
them. 所以他们就一直吵，一直吵，一直吵，说他要一个国王，要一个国王。
And so they constantly said to Samuel that they want a king.
有没有得到？有，最后他们得到了。
And did they receive a king? They did.
但是在这里说，神在怒中把王赐给你啊。
But here it says God gave them a king in his anger.
所以我们要有一个正确的认识啊。
And so we need to have this concept.
我们不要以结果来论神的旨意啊。
Don't look at the result as a will of God.
不要以为最后你要的东西得到或你的想法成功就代表说神一定是你这一边的啊。
Don't think that because you have received what you want that this is a will of God.
我们都很喜欢看结果，都喜欢用结果来论啊。
We often like to see results as to base to make judgments.
如果最后我得到表示神站在我这一边。
If I receive something in the end, that means God is on my side.
如果我要的东西得到表示神是同意的。
If I want something, that means God, this is God's will.
不一定啊。
This may not be.
这里讲说神可以在怒中把你要的给你啊。
Here it tells us that God may give us what we want in his anger.
你吵你闹你一直坚持神就随便你啦。
And if we hold still to what we want, then God will give it to us.
所以我们怎么样判断是不是神的旨意？
And how do we differentiate what is God's will?
不要看结果，不是看结果啊。
Do not look at the results.
你是看原则啊。
But rather look at the principles.
说你在要的有没有符合信仰的原则？
Whether or not what you want has to do with the principles of faith.
有没有符合圣经的教导？
And does this, is this according to the Bible?
啊，像你今天啊，一直吵，一直闹，我说我要，我要，我要。
Today you can constantly say that you want something.
啊，我要一个发大财，我要赚很多钱。
You want to make a lot of money and you want to be wealthy.
啊，结果真的让你发财了。
And in the end, you do become wealthy.
啊，结果你失去了信仰。
But you have lost your faith.
啊，请问一下，这个对你人生是好还是不好呢？
And is this good for your faith?
啊，所以啊，不要以为你求得着一定就是神站在你这一边啊。
Don't think that after you receive something that God is on your side.
哦，而是要用信仰去做一个评估。
But rather you need to use faith as your principle.
你所求的对你今天的信仰影响在哪里？
And what does this have to, what is the thing that you request to
come to your faith? 你想要的对你信仰有没有帮助？
Does the thing that you want have help you in any way in your faith?
你追求的到底有没有符合圣经的教训？
And what you pursue after does this have to do with the Bible?
你就知道说你求的合不合神的旨意啊。
You will find out then whether or not it has to do with the will of God.
所以他们的第二个问题。
And their second problem.
贪心又坚持啊。
Is that they lusted exceedingly.
哦，他们不懂得满足。
And they did not know how to be content.
又一定要神给他们应允。
And they wantedGod to give them what they wanted.
所以最后就软弱了。
And in the end, they became weak in faith.
最后就失败了。
And they failed.
最后许多人倒闭在旷野啊。
In the end, many people died in the wilderness.
我们看回来诗篇的106篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 106.
16节。
Verse 16.
诗篇的106篇的第16节。
Psalms 106 verse 16。
十六节。
Verse 16。
他们又在营中嫉妒摩西和神的圣者亚伦之妻。
17。
把地裂开，吞下大丹，掩盖亚比兰一党的人。18。
18。
有火在他们中间在他们党中发起。有火焰烧毁的恶人呐、啊，这里讲到他们的第三个问题哦。
And here it talks about their third problem.
以色列的第一个问题就是非常健忘。
And the first problem was that they forgot God's works.
第二个问题就是他们非常的贪婪呐、啊，贪心哦。
And the second problem was that they lusted exceedingly.
这里第三个说他们在营中嫉妒摩西啊。
And the third is that they envied Moses.
啊，所以他们就起来呀、啊，聚集攻击摩西跟亚伦啊。
And so people gathered together to attack Moses and Aaron.
啊，这个是记载在民数记16章的可拉党叛变啊。
And this is recorded in Numbers chapter 16, the rebellion of Korah.
他说哦，当他们离开在旷野当中的时候哦。
And when they were in the wilderness.
以摩西跟亚伦为百姓的首领。
And Moses and Aaron were their leaders.
哦，所以啊，他们带领百姓啊，他们带领百姓往前进，他们跟神说话。
And they guided the Israelites and they spoke to God.
啊，但是呢，有人看不过去了啊。
But some people could not overlook this.
他说，可拉党的人呐，大丹亚比兰的首领啊，也是做首领的，看不下去了啊。
And the men in the tribe of the Korah and the people of Dathan, they could not overlook this.
啊，他们就起来啊，招聚百姓攻击摩西啊。
And they gathered all the people so that they could attack Moses.
啊，他们说的很漂亮，他们说什么？
And they said very gracefully.
他们说啊，神的百姓都是圣洁的。
That all of the people of Israelites are holy.
为什么你摩西自己独揽大权呢？
And why is it that you, Moses, have all the power?
我们来看一下民数记的第十六章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 16.
民数记的第十六章。
Numbers chapter 16.
民数记十六章的第一节啊。
Numbers chapter 16.
民数记十六章第一节。
Numbers chapter 16 verse 1。
啊，第一节，利未的曾孙歌辖的孙子以斯哈的儿子可拉，和吕便的儿子以利亚的儿子大丹亚比兰，并亚比勒的儿子安。第二节。
Verse 2。
并以色列会中的250个首领，就是有名望选入会中的人，在摩西面前一起起来。第三。
Verse 3。
聚集攻击摩西亚伦说，你们擅自专权，全会众各个既是圣洁，神也在他们中间，你们为什么自高超过神的会众呢？第四节。
4。
摩西听见这话，就俯伏在地，对可拉和他一党的人说，到早晨神要指示谁是属他的，谁是圣洁的，就叫谁亲近他，他拣选的是谁，就叫谁亲近他。可拉，你们要这样行，你和你一党的人拿香炉来，明天在神面前把香火放在炉中，把香放上，神拣选谁，谁就是圣洁。你们这可拉你们这利未的子孙擅自专权了哈，那这里是记载呀、啊，以色列人第一次的反叛呐、啊。
And here it records the first rebellion of the Israelites.
啊，这第一次反叛是由几个首领啊，很多个首领联合起来的、啊。
And the first rebellion had many leaders.
啊，为什么他们会联合起来
？And why did they unite together？
啊，因为他们啊不满，为什么要听摩西的啊
？Because they were not content with listening to Moses.
啊，因此他就聚集众人啊，开始攻击摩西啦。
As a result, they wanted to attack Moses.
啊，但是在这里啊，神生气了、啊。
But here God became angry.、
啊、所以隔天早上啊，有火从神那里出来，把这些首领全部烧掉啊。
And fire came from God and it killed all of these people.
啊，更严重的是啊，地直接裂开啊，把大丹亚比兰的人就直接吞到地里去了、啊。
And what's even more serious is that the earth opened up and swallowed the people of Dathan.
为什么会有这么严重、这么严重的后果呢
？Why was it so serious？
啊、因为这一次的叛变呐、啊，他们的心态非常有问题啊。
Because their rebellion this time, their heart.
你看他们，你看他们攻击的方法哦。
And the way, and if you look at the way they attacked.
啊，他们什么？他们聚集百姓啊，召集集会啦、啊。
They gathered all of the people.
你看他们说的话哦。
And look at what they said.
我们众多百姓个个都是圣洁的。
And all of the congregation is holy.
啊，所以他们到底在做什么
？And what are they doing？
他们希望所有的百姓都站在他这一边啊。
They hope that all the people are on their side.
然后人多声势浩大就赢了、
啊。And since there are more people, there have more authority.
哎，我们今天就是这样啊，只要哇来联署啊，大家签名，哇，这个民意是我这一边的，大家是站在我这一边的啊。
And if we want to sign petition, we have everyone sign with us, then they're all on our side.
啊，但是很抱歉，在信仰的这一条路上，这种方法是没有用的、啊。
But I, but this the way that.It does not work in church.
今天在社会上，在政治里面哦。
And in politics today.
你就是什么联署嘛，签名嘛，上街游行嘛，人越多，表示你的立场越正确嘛。
And if you sign a petition, and the more people you have, the more power you have.
很抱歉啊，信仰不是这样子啊。
But in the faith, it does not work like this.
这里说大丹、亚比兰、可拉加上250个首领。召集会众一起起来攻击摩西。
Here says Kohath, Dathan, and Abiram. They gathered all the people.
摩西有几个
？And how many people does
Moses
have？
摩西就一个人呐、啊。
Moses is just one person.
顶多再加上一个亚伦啊。
And if you just add, and he has Aaron.
所以两个人面对这种群众的压力啊。
And these two people, they face the pressure from all the people.
啊，但是神有没有偏向群众的那一边
？But was God biased towards the group of people？
没有啊，神直接把火放出来，就把这些人烧掉了、啊。
And God, he sent fire to kill all of them.
所以今天在教会。里面没有你那一边或我这一边啊。
And today in church we do not have sides.
更不是人多的就赢啊，人多的声音 就大啊。
And majority does not rule.
你要问问今天你做事的动机在哪里。
You need to ask yourself what is the motivation of
your work. 你要问问你自己，你有没有站在神的那一边啊？
You need to ask yourself, do you stand on God's side?
所以在南北战争的时候。Civil War.
And during the Civil War.
啊，有人就来问林肯总统啊。
And someone came to ask President Lincoln.
啊，因为那个时候啊，那个一直他们北方一直打输，一直打输啊。
And the South was losing.
North.
And the North was losing.
啊，在一个很重要、最重要的战役之前啊，大家很紧张啊，就去问林肯总统啊。
And before a major battle, they came to President Lincoln.
他就问林肯总统说啊，总统啊，你觉得啊，神有没有站在我们这一边啊？
And they asked the president, do you think that God is on our side?
他这个总统就想一想就回答啊，他说啊，神有没有站在我这边，我不知道啊。
And the president replied that whether or not God is on our side, I do not know.
啊，但是我必须要确定的一件事就是我有站在神的那一边啊。
But I am sure that I have stood on God's side.
哦，所以今天不是人多就是对的啊。
And today, it doesn't matter if you have more people, it doesn't mean you're right.
在这边说啊，要站在神的那一边。
But here it says we need to stand on God's side.
就算只有你一个人。
It doesn't matter if you're just one person.
你还是对的啊。
You are still right.
哦，所以我们在这里看到啊，以色列人的第失败的第三个原因啊。
And here we see the third reason why they failed.
嫉妒同工攻击教会啊。
And they were jealous and envied the people and they attacked.
啊，但是你看这里看了，为什么他们攻击摩西的目的是什么？
And what is the reason why they attacked Moses?
他们说你们自高啊，擅自专权啊。
And why do you exalt yourselves above the assembly?
哦，你把权力都抓在你的手里啊。
And you have all the authority.
啊，但是啊，后来摩西对他们说什么？
But what did Moses tell them?
摩西说，你们这些利未的子孙才是想要专权啊。
And you descendants of Levi, they're the ones who want to have authority.
为什么？因为他们想要做祭司啊。
Because they want to be priests.
他们才是想要真正掌握权力的啊。
They're the one who wants to be authoritative.
有时候啊，人啊，会把自己的动机把它包装得很漂亮。
And many times people like to wrap up their motivations.
他说啊，我们都是圣洁的，为什么要听你呢？
And they said we are very all holy. Why do we need to listen to
you? 我们都有圣灵，为什么要听你传道讲道呢？
We all have the Holy Spirit. Why do you need to listen to the pastor?
我们都是神的选民，为什么要有负责人呢？
We are all the chosen people of God. Why do we have council members?
我们爱怎么做就怎么做啊，因为圣灵可以指引我啊。
We should do what we want because the Holy Spirit will guide us.
其实有时候啊，这种的心态跟动机只是什么？只是里面那个不服管教的心啊。
It is at times that you feel this. The reason why people would do this is because they're not happy that they're being off. Told what to do.
只是因为你也想要掌握权力而已啊。
It is because they want to have authority themselves.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，真正的问题在于这些可拉想要伟大，想要做大啊。
And the true, the root of the problem is that the people of Korah they want to have authority.
哦，所以你看哦，有时候我们常常指责别人的话，常常就是我们自己人生最大的问题啊。
We oftentimes, yell at people, but it is actually a problem for us too.
你仔细去想一想啊，去真的有时候你回去想想你的人生啊。
And when you think back on your life,
你想想你跟别人啊，你最看不惯、你最生气、你最讨厌别人的事情啊，常常就是你自己最大的问题啊。
The problem that you hate the most about other people, it may also be a problem for yourself.
哦，所以这些可拉其实是自己很想伟大，所以骂别人专权啊。
But the people of Korah they wanted to have authority, and so they rebel against authority.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，不要像可拉一样啊，想要在教会里伟大啊。
Today we should not be like the people of Korah, think that we are very great in church.
啊，第四节，摩西听见这句话就俯伏在地啦。
In verse 4, when Moses heard this, he fell on his face.
哦，所以啊，作为神的工人，你要作为领导者，你要先学会谦卑柔和啊。
As a servant of God, if we want to serve God, we need to be humble and gentle.
哦，所以啊，主耶稣说啊，你们中间谁想要伟大的，就要做众人的仆人。
And Lord Jesus says, if those of you who want to be great will be servants of all men.
你们想要伟大，就要啊去服侍别人呐、啊。
If you want to be great, you will serve others.
因为主耶稣给我们留下了一个榜样。
For Jesus has left us an example.
叫做谦卑柔和服侍到底的榜样啊。
To gently and humbly serve to the end.
我说呀，感谢主啊，在真耶稣教会里面啊，我们看到这种服侍的精神啊。
Thank God that in the True Jesus Church we see this type of attitude.
啊，有时候你看我们教会在选立一些工人哦。
In church when we use when we are selecting workers.
你看不到啊，说什么哇，打电话拜托投我那个二号投我一票啊。
You do not see people to calling others saying to vote for them.
你找不到那个想做负责人想疯了哇，到处拜托大家投票给他。
You do not see people who want to be council members so bad that they would call people to vote for them.
我们只有看到那个啊，一直跑，一直跑啊，要不然就把他抓回来当负责人的。
And we've only seen people run away, not wanting to be council members.
每次打电话不要啦，传道不要叫我啦，叫其他人啦。
And every single time they we call them, they would say, "Pastors, please do not call me, find someone else."
而这个是一个正确的精神啊。
And this is the right attitude.
我们不自高自大，不好为首。
We do not raise ourselves up.
啊，但是当然也不要一直推脱教会，如果需要你，你也要勇敢站出来啊。
Nor should we always say no, because if churches requires us to work, we should come out.
啊，但是在教会里面，作为领导者就是众人的仆人啊。
And in church, as to be a leader, we need to be a servant.
没有人要做的你要去做，没有人做的你要去做。
When no one wants to do something, you have to be the one to do it.
最难、最麻烦、最讨厌的，你也要勇敢。
And the most difficult and the most hardest, you need to have the courage to do it.
因为这个是主耶稣给我们留下的榜样哦。
Because this is the example that Jesus has left for us.
我们看回来，诗篇的106篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 106.
诗篇的106篇。
Psalms 106.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
诗篇的106篇的第19节
Psalms 106 verse 19
啊19节他们在何烈山造了牛犊叩拜除尘的像第20节20节如此将他们荣耀的主换成吃草之牛的像21
21
忘记神他们的救主他曾在埃及行大事好那这里记载到第四件事情啊
And here records the fourth thing
第四件他们失败被神厌弃被神弃绝的原因呢
The fourth reason why they were abandoned by God
就是金牛犊事件啊
Was the golden calf
那这个金牛犊事件记载在出埃及记的第32章、哦、
And the golden calf is recorded in Exodus chapter 32
啊，当神把摩西神叫摩西说摩西摩西你上山来
And when God told Moses to come up to the mountain
啊，然后呢在山上呢神把法版十诫律例典章都交给他
God gave Moses the two tablets of the Ten Commandments and all the statutes
结果摩西啊在山上40天哦没有下来啊
Moses was up on the mountain for 40 days and did not come down from
the mountain 以色列人就在吵啊说摩西跑哪里去了我们没有摩西摩西不见啊
The people started complaining saying where is Moses where has Moses gone
哦摩西是不是死掉啦
And has he died
啊怎么办呢怎么办呢
What do we do what do we do
所以他们就跑去找亚伦啊
And they came to Moses
他说亚伦亚伦啊摩西不见了
And they said to Aaron, Moses is missing.
啊，那个，我们需要你帮忙一下啊。
We need you to help us.
啊，我们需要你帮我们造一个神啊。
We need you to create a God for us.
啊，来带领我们，因为摩西不见了，我们需要另外一个啊。
We need a God to help us and to guide us.
啊，结果啊，这个亚伦就啊，把他们那个金子啊，把大家金子收来哈。
And as a result, Aaron gathered all the gold of the people.
啊，然后就用这些金子啊，把它融出了一个牛，一只小牛的形状来啊。
And through all the silver and gold, he molded a calf.
然后就对这个以色列百姓说。
He told the Israelites.
他说这就是领你们出埃及的神啊，这只牛啊。
This is the God that had led you out of Egypt.
大家就哇牛啊，我们的牛神啊，牛神啊，就开始拜那只牛啊。
And as a result, the people started to worship the idol.
啊，结果摩西下山很生气啊。
And when Moses came down the mountain, he was very angry.
哦，所以啊，摩西下山之后，一怒之下就把那个石板哦，整个就摔碎了。
And when Moses came down from the mountain, when in his anger, He threw the tablets of the stone down and smashed it.
然后啊，他就大喊了一声啊。
And he yelled at them.
他就说：“属神的到我这里来啊。”
And those who are with God come to me.
因为那个时候啊，整个以色列营乱成一团啊。
And during this time it was a chaotic.
拜偶像、行淫乱，什么乱七八糟事都有啊。
And there were all types of sin, such as worshiping idols.
亚伦也不管，亚伦说跟我没关系。
And Aaron did not care; had nothing to do with him.
摩西就很生气啊。
And Moses was very angry.
摩西就喊说：“属于神的到我这边来啊。”
Those who are with God come to
那结果利未支派就全部到摩西的身边啊。
And the tribe of Levi came to Moses.
然后个人拔出刀来，看人就杀。
And they all took up a sword and killed everyone that they saw.
哦，就沿路拜偶像就都杀掉啊。
And all who worshipped the idol they killed.
哦，所以啊，这是一件很严重、非常严重的事件啊。
And this is a very serious event.
叫做金牛犊事件哦。
Which is worshipping the golden calf.
那因为这件事情。
And because of this.
所以啊，神对摩西说啊。
God told Moses,
这个百姓我不要了。
This group of people I do not want.
全部杀光。
Kill all of them.
我再另外选一，用摩西你的子孙，我带他们进迦南地。
That God said, I will choose your people. your descendants, and I will lead them to the promised land.
结果摩西啊，拜托啊，神啊，不要啦，赦免啊，饶恕他们啊。
But Moses, he prayed for the people and interceded on their behalf and said,
God, do not do this. 下一句神就说，那这样子好，我不把他们杀光。
But God says, I will agree to this, I will not kill them.
但是我不跟你们进，我不跟你们走了，你们自己走吧。
But I will not walk with you, walk on your own.
结果摩西啊，也是又来这一套啊，拜托啦，不要啦。
And Moses again interceded for the people.
所以祷告的时候要学起来哦。
And so we should learn from him.
你看那个摩西祷告是死皮赖脸，绝对不走啊。
When Moses prayed, he did not give up.
他都跟神讲不要这样啦，拜托啦，你就不要这样子嘛。
And he said, Lord, please do not be like this.
跟神讲说啊，神啊，你不带我们上迦南，那我也不要去了，我跟你在这里好了。
He said, Lord, if you do not take the people to the land of Canaan,
好像那
个像
牛皮糖这样子哦，神啊，你拜托你就不要这样，你帮帮忙嘛。
And he's very stubborn.
啊，不然啊，你不去我也不去哦。
And he says, if you do not go, I will not go as well.
那就我神想一想，好了好了，要去就一起去吧。
And in the end, God says, if we let's go together.
他说呀，你看啊，要不圣经里面讲说，要不是摩西站在他们当中哦。
And the Bible tells us if Moses had not stood in the breach between them,
这一些以色列人就要被灭绝了。
The people would have been destroyed by God.
所以这一次的事件非常非常的严重。
And this was a very serious event.
成为各个就是所有他们附近的所有民族的一个笑话啊。
And they became a laughingstock to all the neighboring nations.
那为什么会这样子？
And why was it like this?
因为他们要看到他们所拜的神啊。
Because they want to see the God that they worship.
啊，因为啊，他们没有办法去接受，我也没有办法去相信一个看不见的神。
They cannot accept or believe in a God they cannot believe in.
那其实人常常是这样子啊。
And many times humans are like this.
人啊，喜欢那有那个我看得到啊，那个偶像那一尊哈，就是这一尊，这就是我拜的。
Humans like to associate physical things with the one that they worship.
我们喜欢看得到，我们喜欢认识。
We want to see it.
啊，但是你说哦，神啊，神是个灵，你看不到，你看不到他。有时候就很难呐、啊。
But when you say God is a spirit and you cannot see him, it is very difficult.
所以人常常在追求可以看见的偶像。
Humans often pursue after idols that they can see.
甚至有时候啊，人在追求看得见的物质好处，以世界当做他们的神啊。
That people pursue after the things in this world, material wealth, that the world becomes their idol.
有时候你说啊，要追求天国啊，天国太遥远，看不到啊，现在不需要啊。
Many times when people tell you to pursue after heaven, they say heaven is too far away.
啊，你要活出敬虔像主耶稣的生活啊，不知道主耶稣什么样子，没看到啊。
You need to live a holy life like Jesus Christ, but you say I have not seen Jesus.
所以有时候我们对那种看不到的将来的不是很重视啊。
And we do not put value on the things that we cannot see.
今天如果告诉你啊。
But today, if I told you,
说信耶稣可以得到很多的财富啊。
That believing in Christ, you will receive much wealth.
今天这里可能已经坐满了、啊。
And then maybe this chapel would be full.
啊，但是如果今天告诉你啊。
But if I told you today,
信耶稣不为今生，只为来世。
That you will not receive anything in this world, but in the life after.
那有时候你看啊，人家信耶稣人就不多，为什么？赚钱都来不及的，还管到来世。
Then you will see that not many people come to believe in Christ because they just want to earn money, not care about the after.
哦，所以有一次啊，有一个老农夫啊，来到教会哦。
And there was one time there's an old farmer who came to church.
啊，结果拿着一张传单哦。
And he had
flyer， 那个教会的布道会的传单啊。
And it was a flyer to the evangelical service.
他说我要信耶稣。
And he says I want to believe in Jesus.
哦，你为什么要信耶稣啊？怎么啊？欢迎进来哈、啊，信耶稣哦。
And they said welcome. Why do you want to believe in Jesus?
啊，结果啊，进来以后，那老先生在里面坐了一阵子，聚会完以后啊，就跟那负责人讲哦。
And after this farmer had listened to the service, afterwards he told the council member.
他说啊，我已经聚会完了，请问我的水牛在哪里呢？
And he says, I have finished a service, where is my water bowl?
啊，他说那个负责人就一头雾水，说什么水牛？
And the council member told him, what buffalo?
他就拿那一张传单出来啊。
And he says, and he took out the flyer.
你们上面写信耶稣得水牛啊。
And on this it says, if you believe in Jesus, you will receive a buffalo.
啊，结果啊，那个负责人啊，传单拿来看一下啊。
And when the council member took a look at this,
啊，结果原来贴在外面有被雨水打湿啦。
And it got wet from the rain.
啊，结果原本人家写的是信耶稣得永生呐，啊，结果啊，那个被雨打湿啊，就变成信耶稣得水牛啊。
But originally it says, come to believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life, but it got wet and it changed into different words.
啊，所以啊，哇，一听到有水牛啊，那老先生马上就跑来了。
And when the farmer heard that there was a buffalo to receive, he came right away.
所以有时候啊，人常常在追求看得见的物质上的，我今天要，我现在就要看到。
And many times we pursue after things that we can see.
所以啊，现在有一个基督教派啊，非常非常的热门啊。
And there is a very popular Christian church.
啊，他们信什么？
And what do they believe in?
他们的主要的核心信仰就是你要什么，你就跟耶稣求。
And their main belief is that whatever you want, you can ask of God.
但是你要求的时候，你要讲得很清楚。
But when you request it, you need to say it very clearly.
哦，像说你说啊，主啊，我需要一台车子啊。
And when, for example, you say you want a car.
他说不可以这样子祷告。
And they said you cannot pray like this.
他说你这样子祷告啊，主耶稣搞不清楚你需要哪个啊。
And when you pray like this, Jesus cannot tell what car you want.
所以你得不到啊。
And you cannot receive it.
他说你要怎么祷告呢？
And they said, this is how do you pray?
主啊，我要一台车。
Lord, I want a car.
它必须要是 BMW 2014年。
It needs to be a BMW.
需要四个轮子，一个方向盘。
It needs to have four wheels.
必须要是天蓝色。
It needs to be sky blue.
啊，必须要有 GPS， 还要有这个有那个。
It needs to have a GPS and all the other things.
他们的教会是这样子讲的。
And this is how they're taught in church.
他说你必须要讲得很细节，要不然你的神不知道怎么办啊。
You need to state it very specifically, or else your God cannot know what
you want. 他们叫做 prosperity gospel， 就是丰盛福音啊。
And they're called prosperity gospel.
啊，丰盛什么？全部是物质上面的啊。
And their prosperity, they prosper in material things.
有没有人，人家聚会一次两万多人啊？
And they have many people. Once one service would be 2 million people.
里面有没有人是来找耶稣的？不多啊，都是来找车子的。
And not many people came to look for Jesus, but rather they came to look for cars.
都是要得好处的嘛，都是想要水牛的嘛。
And they want buffaloes.
所以今天我们信仰不要只在追那个看得到的金牛犊啊。
Today in our faith, we should not pursue after the thing that we see, which
那只牛犊是纯金做的。
That golden calf is made of all gold.
那一只牛犊是你看得见的。
That golden calf is something you can see.
那一只牛犊是追求世界上的价值。
That golden calf is the thing that you pursue after in the world.
但是那一只牛犊成为你信仰当中的偶像。
But it becomes the idol in your faith.
成为一个基督徒倒闭在旷野的原因啊。
It may be a reason why a person would fall in the wilderness.
所以我们今天要做以这个为我们今天信仰上的一个警惕啊。
We need to use these as warnings in our faith.
圣经里面保罗告诉我们说我们要努力做工哦。
The Bible tells us and Paul tells us that we need to work hard.
亲手做正经事要工作。
We need to work hard anddo the work ourselves.
啊，这个保那个所罗门在传道书里面也告诉我们说，我们要照顾我们的家庭啊。
And Solomon told us in Ecclesiastes that we need to take care of our family.
你劳碌所得到的，要与你所爱的家人一起分享，这就是一种幸福。
And everything that you work hard towards is for the for your family.
所以是的，我们今天要努力。
And it is true that we need to work hard.
但是努力当中不要忘记我们所看见的是，我们所追求的是那看不见将来的永生。
But in our effort to work hard, we should not forget that the God we pursue after is.
我们虽然在世界上努力。
We work hard in this world.
但是我们不是属于，我们不是拜那个金牛犊的。
But we do not belong, nor do we worship the golden calf.
所以如果啊你喜欢金牛犊哦。
But if you like the golden calf.
请到华尔街看看，摸摸，照个相就好了。
Please go to Wall Street and take a picture with it.
千万不要把金牛犊带回家。
Please do not take this golden calf with you.
因为那不是属于我们的。
And because that does not belong to us.
以色列人一直在追求这只金牛犊。
And the Israelites pursued of this golden calf.
因为看得见。
Because they can see it.
因为很贵重。
Because this is very valuable.
因为世界上的荣华价值。
Because of the wealth and of this world.
那所以啊，当魔鬼来试探耶稣的时候，
When Satan came to tempt Jesus,
他告诉耶稣说：“你看，世上的荣华富贵都是我的。”
And he says, "Look, all of this glory of this world is mine."
你只要拜一拜我，我就把这些全部赐给你啊。
If you just worship me, I will give you all of this.
这就是金牛犊啊。
And this is a golden calf.
所以今天魔鬼用同样的方式在问我们啊。
Today Satan will also use the same method to ask us.
他说：“你看到世界上的金牛犊吗？这些都是我的啊。”
Do you see all of these golden calf in this world? They all belong to me.
你只要拜一拜这个牛犊，我就把它赐给你了。
As long as you worship, bow down to this golden calf, I will give it to you.
啊，但是啊，主耶稣说什么
？But what did Jesus say?
主耶稣说啊，当拜你的神啊。
That those who worship God.
不可以崇拜偶像哦。
Cannot worship idols.
所以啊，今天我们可以努力在世上工作。
Today we can work hard in this world.
但是世界绝对不能成为我们生命中的牛犊。
But the world cannot become the golden calf in our life.
因为这个金牛犊最后被焚烧了。
Because the golden calf was burnt at the end.
因为这个金牛犊最后被磨成粉了。
And it got molded into dust.
因为最后这个金牛犊被扔到海里了。
The golden calf was thrown into the ocean.
世界上的好处都会过去啊。
All the good things of this world will pass.
你的富足、你的荣华、你的奢侈、你的享乐，这些到最后都会过去。
All the wealth, all the glory, all the enjoyments, they will all pass away.
如果我们一直在跟着这只牛犊。
But if we continue with this calf,
有一天这个牛犊没有了。
And one day the golden calf will disappear.
有一天你必须要面对神的审判。
You will have to face the judgment of God.
我们要如何能够站立呢？
And how can we stand before God?
所以我们要听得见神的呼声啊。
We need to listen to the call of God.
如同摩西喊说属神的到我这边来啊。
We need to belong to, when Moses says those who are with God come to me.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
所以当我们听到这个呼声。
When we hear this cry.
我们就要勇敢地站出来站在摩西的身边站在神的身边啊。
We need to courageously stand out and walk, and stand next to God.
活在世界但从不属于世界。
We may live in this world, but we do not belong to it.
追求更好的生活从不跪拜金牛犊。
And we could pursue after good things, but we never worship this idol.
活在旷野，眼目永远向着应许之地。
And we live in the wilderness, and our eyes are always turned towards the promised land.
主说有荣耀的冠冕要为你存留。
And the Lord says a crown of glory will be given to you.
我们一起来唱诗哦。
Let's all sing hymn.
一起来唱诗196首。
Let's sing hymn 196.